Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is Dustin Vaughn Warnke, producer of this fine show that's been airing for the past 20 years. Welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoor writer for the past four decades and writes for a whole host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly outdoors column that appears in over 50 Texas newspapers, and he's lived the outdoor lifestyle since childhood. Luke partners with such companies as Pyramid Air, the ultimate source for air guns and outdoor essentials, CVA muzzleloaders, and their fine line of CVA Cascade centerfire rifles, Smokin' Tex electric smokers, ATN thermal scopes and binoculars, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation, Butcher Packer Supply, everything for the home, butcher, and sausage maker, the Dallas Safari Club at biggame.org, and the Saskatchewan Department of Tourism. Now, here's Luke to kick things off with his longtime friend, Larry Weissoon.
Well, thank you guys for that nice opener, and Mr. Dustin Warnke, thank you for that new spot there where you kind of kick our show off every week. I really like it, and I think Mr. Larry Weissoon gives a thumb up. Right, Larry?
Absolutely give it a thumb up. You know, I'll tell you what, Luke, this is a very special time of the year. You and I both have been very much involved with the DFC chapter things. The East Texas thing was just fantastic last weekend, as was the Texas Gulf Coast chapter event as well, too. And we got a lot of good things coming up right now. And I want to talk a little bit of hunting and fishing. I am meeting up with Jim Zumbo, old dear friend Zumbo, and Rick Lambert. A lot of people probably know Rick through his daughter, Miranda, that kind of thing. But we've been friends for a long time, and we're headed down the Texas coast. I tell you what, we're probably going to shoot a few little rounds of Hornady ammo war down there. I'm not sure it's going to be anything where we have – I know it's going to be accurate and dependable. I don't – if it's deadly, it may just be at cans this time because I'm not doing a whole lot of other stuff. But I'll be down there carrying my Taurus handguns with me as well, too. And, of course, I always have stealth vision binoculars and those kind of things with us as well, too. But that's going to be a good, fun trip. And then I want to talk a little bit about hunting as well, too. You know, this is a good time to get ready for hunting season. And, you know, I got into barely shooting a crossbow a little bit here not too long ago. You've been involved in archery for a long time, and I understand you got one of them 10-point crossbows now as well, too.
I do, Larry, and you know I'm excited about this. I've hunted with crossbows. I remember our friend Brad Finson and you and I way out there near San Angelo at a big ranch out there. This has been several years ago. I don't know how many, right? 5 years, 6 years, something like that. They wanted some native deer removed, and I had my compound bow, and I also had a crossbow down there, and that was the first time I'd actually, well, not really. I'd hunted with one for hogs earlier, but the first deer hunt I'd ever did. Remember taking a deer with that and then showed it to Brad Finson, and then Brad took off with that, and he shot the bow that I, the crossbow that I had, and then he became affiliated with 10-point crossbows and connected, me and I might help you get connected with them to learn a little bit about them. And, I've got a 10-point coming through the mail, Larry. It's shipped. So, I'm not totally new to them, but I do know the quality of those 10-points. And you and I, and Jeff Rice has got a crossbow. The three of us are going to do some crossbow hunting this fall, and I mean, I'm all fired up about it. I'm ready, you know?
I am too. Of course, I'm going to be probably a little bit early on that one because I'm doing a black bear hunt on the Choctaw Hunting Lodge that first week of October, and I'll be hunting with that 10 point crossbow of mine as well too, and hopefully by the time that we get together to spend a little time hunting whitetail deer in Oklahoma, maybe I'll have a little bit of bear meat that we can kind of share around the campfire as well too, and of course a story or two as well.
I bet you will have. And a hunt that is, you know how all of us hunters are this time of year, we're making plans right now.
Oh man, yes.
And in the very early stages of a hunt that I'm really excited about, J.C. McCullough, fishing guide up at the Texoma area, and a longtime friend of mine for the past close to 40 years, I think.
Oh, my God, yes.
J.C.'s an awesome outdoorsman, but he does hunts up on the Red River above Texoma, and he uses an airboat. He fishes a lot with lake boats, but also he has airboats for the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the river's often pretty shallow, pretty skinny water, and not
yes.
real deep, so you need that. But what he does is sets up scouts with cameras. He's got them going right now, and sets up stands up along within walking distance of the river. And he accesses these things by airboat, and not many people can get back in there, Larry. It would be a several mile walk back into those spots. It is government. I think it's state land. I'm not real sure, but it's government land.
Right.
And the thing is, no one can actually guide. In other words, by guiding, he described that as, you know, getting in the blind, setting it. But he can do like he says, I can do the work, and you guys can just go hunt. So. That I'm excited. You and I, Jeff Rice, and maybe another friend or two. I envision it, and this is still in the plans, to set up a little camp down there somewhere. You know,
absolutely. To setting up a tent camp back in there. I'm sure we can get all the right permits, and of course that he will know what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like an absolutely fantastic plan. I don't think, as you mentioned this before to me, I don't think there's a whole lot of access to that property outside of getting in on the lake. And I don't think there are too many people, from what you've told me, that have had the opportunity to do that. So I know some of the pictures you sent me the hunters that have hunted that area have taken is just pretty darn phenomenal when you get right down to it.
Yeah, some real solid bucks. A lot of those pictures were JC sent me from last year from guys he had out there. But yeah, it's a unique thing. It really is. And it's all in Oklahoma, and it's all along the Red River. We'll talk more about that later. I just think it's a very unique situation. But I've got a couple of these little Coleman Insta-tents. They're little small ones, but they set up in a matter of 5 minutes. And I thought, you know, we could have a bigger tent or two and set those things up just to keep equipment and food and everything dry, you know, or maybe one person sleep in one in each one. But yeah, set a camp up, get up early. And JC says, I don't know why this is the case, but he says along that river, he said 8 o'clock, he said, you'll see does earlier, and he's got it scouted. He knows. He's a very confident guy, JC.
Yes, sir.
And he said, you will see bucks. And he said, now, whether you see that 160 or not, that's debatable. You might. But anyway, there's a lot of mature bucks. And he said at 8:30, that's when they move. If moon can be black, it doesn't matter. He said those bucks get up and start moving about from 8 to 9:30. So
perfect.
He's got them patterned from years. And I could see us, and by 10 o'clock, you'll hear that airboat humming down the river, and he'll be coming to get you. And then what he said, you want to have some fun. He said, some of those holes up there, those deeper holes, are so full of catfish that you just put a bait in the water. And then I can see how this will turn out.
Yeah. Now you're talking, by golly. Yep. What a way to I can hardly wait. We'll start setting up some dates and getting some more information out to other people as well, too.
You bet. You bet.
Give them some opportunities in that area.
But this is a time of year when everybody is thinking and making plans, isn't it, Larry?
It is. Right now, we've talked about it in the past, this is a great time to make sure that everything's shooting like you want it to, or if you're going to get a new rifle, to get it sighted in and get familiar with it, or a handgun, or a muzzleloader, or a shotgun, or a crossbow, or anything. I suspect even Jeff Rice will probably is going to be doing any spear hunting this year. He'll be spending his time out messing with his spear as well, too. So, you know, it's a great time. One thing we do want to remind people of, we got the DSC Summer Expo coming up at the Gaylord Texan there in Grapevine, Texas, July 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. And on the 25th, of course, we've got our DSC Foundation Gala. That's our DSC Foundation that I serve as an advisor on, that is the granting arm. And last year, we granted over $1 million to extremely highly vetted projects dealing with conservation and education. And would love for people to come out. You can learn more about it by going to BIGGAME.org or DSCF.org. And, you're going to be there part of the time. I'm going to be there the entire time of that event, good Lord willing. And be a great time to tell some stories and learn, do like me, walk around those booths and dream about places I'd like to go to and look at new equipment and, get to know a whole lot of people and spend a little time, like I said, just visiting, nothing else.
That's true. And folks, you can visit with Mr. Whitetail here about places he's been. And there's not many places in the hunting world that he hasn't been. Larry, there is so many plans being made. And our Red River thing, it'll morph out and we'll have it perfected by the time we get there, by the time we get going this fall,
Absolutely. I tell you what, that's something I'm looking forward to. You and I both love hunting in Oklahoma. And we've done a bunch there on the Choctaw.
Oh, yeah.
But this just gives us a new area and a new opportunity. And who knows? I mean, there's some huge bucks along the edge of that Red River. So, it'll be fun. It'll be fun just trying to see what we can come up with.
That's right. Make some good fodder for some articles and video. Larry, I'd like you to come back in segment two after a little break, and let's talk about some new regulations that's being discussed concerning, Grayson County, Collin, Rockwall County, Dallas County, where bow only for whitetail deer has been been in effect a while, and some of these high fence ranches that have high fenced and deer herds that are within, they're not free ranging, they're in a high fence. Let's talk about some proposals that are being discussed. So how about taking a little break and then coming back?
Sounds great. I can approach that from a biologist's perspective, but also a hunter's perspective.
That's why I want you to do it, Larry. we'll be right back. Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Look, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on, and that scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products, and folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.